far as what's going on this evening, radar showing precipitation continuing to stream in from eastern Oklahoma. The good news is the precipitation intensity looks to be a little bit lighter with the back edge of that as opposed to what we've seen earlier today. But we have had reports of accumulating sleet, things becoming a little bit icy across northern Arkansas. With temperatures only in the 20s, we would expect that things would be frozen as we go through the remainder of the evening. As I mentioned earlier, we are going to see multiple rounds of precipitation. Once we get later on in the evening, we'll say anywhere from around 10 p.m. to midnight, this first round is going to taper off. But as we go into tomorrow, particularly tomorrow afternoon, we are going to see that second round of precipitation move through the area. And for folks in northern Arkansas, some good news. While we are expecting winter weather with travel impacts, maybe some power outages as well, mainly from sleet, we shouldn't see as much in the way of freezing rain across the northern part of the state. Now, if you're in the central part of Arkansas, we'll say the central third, that is where we're going to have big-time issues with ice getting up to about a quarter of an inch to maybe even half an inch. But again, for northern Arkansas, only dealing with mainly sleet, maybe a light glaze of ice if we get some freezing drizzle in the area. But again, bottom line is we are going to see impacts with travel. Do be careful. If you do have to get out, we would advise folks to not get out if you don't have to. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like anything that falls tonight or tomorrow is going to melt anytime soon. Tomorrow, high temperatures only getting into the 20s across the area. We'll dip down into the low 20s for lows overnight. But by Wednesday afternoon, some good news. Temperatures trying to climb back towards the mid-30s. Higher terrain, of course, staying a little bit colder than that. Still below freezing by Wednesday night into Thursday morning. But the best news of all is the precipitation moves out on Thursday. Temperatures that afternoon climbing all the way back up into the 40s.